The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Really, this SADA story, of course, SADA yesterday issued 17 show cause notices to Cronulla players. And here it is in a nutshell. If the players plead guilty, they will get a dramatic deduction on a suspension, something like 3 games, believe it or not. Or they could continue to fight for their innocence. Now, I'll just say this from the get-go. I don't think SADA have got much at all. And I think they are desperate for at least some sort of result. Why else are they offering such heavy deductions in suspensions? If you had concrete evidence, which was clear breaches of the wider code, you don't offer discounts.
Yeah, you'd throw a book at them, wouldn't you?
And you don't offer compromise in any way, shape or form. The players are desperate for all this to end. Who wouldn't be in their position and what they've been through? So SADA, what they're doing, they're dangling a carrot for them to plead guilty. Now, if they plead guilty, they hardly miss a game. If they say no on principle, we're going to fight this, the nightmare continues. You know, maybe they should maybe have some of these hearings in Guantanamo Bay. Because players have been taken into rooms individually and been pressured into pleading guilty. Now, as far as that press conference, which was held 18 months ago, the darkest day in Australian sport, maybe some of those politicians should be the ones put into a room and be given heavy questioning. Because at the moment, I tell you, this is confirmed. As a political party, it was all about distraction. And for individuals, it was all about political advancement.
Big time.
Jason Clare and Kate Lambie was front and centre. Now, Jason Clare, yesterday, mate, he came out and he's had a couple of things to say. At least he's showed his face. Kate Lambie put out a media release.
Yeah.
Where all this was going on, when she was hanging out players to dry, hanging out Australian sport to dry, she was front and centre and revelling in it.
And not anymore. Now that's all being unravelled, it is gone. It's a real shame.
The thing is, Gussie, the players have got to make a decision whether they want to be labelled drug cheats for something they took knowingly, but they didn't know it was illegal at the time. Look, I'm putting myself in the position of the Cronulla Sharks players today. I want this over, but also I want some accountability from SADA and from the government on that darkest day. I want to say, okay, if I say, yeah, we took the supplements, what are you going to say to us about this darkest day in sport?
Can I say something? I've had a long think about this, what I would do in their position. And I'll tell you what I'd do. I would say, if I know I'm innocent, there is no way I'm taking even a deduction. I'm just going, you know what,
even though that might end up costing you a couple of years of your career.
If I believe that I'm innocent, 100% innocent, I'm saying, you know what, guys? No way. Because at the end of the day, you try to prove me guilty. Mm. If I believe I'm innocent, I'm fighting all the way. Now, that cost me an extra year out of the game. That cost me an extra year out of the game because your reputation is something you never get back.
Yep, you're a long time retired, mate, and people say, oh, yeah, that Matty Johns, he's a drug cheat, isn't he? Yeah.
See, as I come back to, the people who blew this up, the money we spend on Australian sport, I mean, the money we spend on the Olympics, to get the Olympics here and what people do, because people know that a lot of self-esteem in a country is tied to what we do with our sport and how our young men and women handle themselves at the international stage and whatnot. For them, in one day, to just try to drag that down with headlines around the world that Australia was basically awash with drugs, and that just hasn't gone away. The world hasn't followed this story.
Eurosport last night, all over it, about SADA. 17 players found guilty of banned substances in Australia. The BBC ran it. So you're not telling me the Miracle's not running it as well. So everyone in the world, even if they half read this column, go, oh, there's some drug cheats in Australia. They're always so bloody, they stand up and say everyone else is drug cheats. Well, we have to deal with it.
What about the toll this has taken on the families of all these players,
mate,
and athletes?
The Sharks really have got to I take a big pat in the back for what they've done in the last 12 months. Now, with this unbelievable black cloud hanging above them, they've done unbelievably well.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.